When cybersecurity legislation was unanimously passed by Papua New Guinea's parliament last week, it finally plugged significant holes in the protection of one of the Pacific's largest online communities. Hacking, computer-based fraud, forgery, spam, and online harassment have all been addressed in the legislation. At the time, the CEO of PNG's National Information and Communications Tech Authority, Charles Punaha, addressed the press, celebrating the criminalisation of these very modern issues.
So now it's all under the cybercrime law. So now the police will have courage of both gathering evidence, preserving evidence, and then prosecuting the cases through the court system.
But the concerns raised by PNG's vocal blogging and social media communities that it targeted freedom of speech in adding new clauses to prosecuting defamation seem now to have been confirmed. In a press release from the Prime Minister's office on Tuesday, Peter O'Neill is quoted across six lines, damning so-called anonymous people and challenging them to front up to the next election. The quotes in the press release attributed to Prime Minister O'Neill are being voiced by an actor.
The internet also opens up many new opportunities to expand free speech and democratic debate. We have seen the extensive use of Facebook and other platforms so that people from around the nation can discuss matters of local and national importance. The internet and social media gives a voice to millions who had trouble being heard in the past.
Mr. O'Neill says the internet presents a world of opportunity for families in remote areas to access information on healthcare, and uses other examples of farmers having access to weather reports and crop prices. But
at the same time, the internet must be a place where human rights are respected and cowards cannot misuse technology to hurt people and incite violence. It is only people who break laws, incite violence, and who bully or slander who have to be concerned that their actions will see them become the subject of a criminal investigation. I dismiss the claims raised by individuals who hide behind fake online names by night, but by day pretend to be neutral in their jobs. There are even a few individuals at some mainstream media who fit into this category, and it is in their own interest to show courage and declare their political allegiances. Indeed, I call on all people who hide behind fake names and hidden profiles to come forward and present your views under your real names.
At last week's National Information and Communications Tech Authority press conference, a member of the authority explained how the policing of cybersecurity laws would work.
It's going to be highly technical, basically to require teaching law enforcement how to collect evidence, how to preserve evidence, how to use, for example, a laptop to be able to trace where somebody is, or using the information on the laptop to write down to the location of, you know, the person. So there's going to be a whole range of the aspects of training to how to detect or how to find where the perpetrators are. And of course, how to use some of the devices that will form part of their arsenal, if you like, in combating cybercrime.
The Prime Minister, in his press release on Tuesday, challenged those who wish to be on the wrong side of the new laws to instead challenge at the next election in 2017 instead.
If you feel so strongly about your views, we have an election coming up in a matter of months, and that is your chance to seek real public endorsement for your views.